Yes, Kieran, how's it going? Well, really and truly, of course, the big attention from a local point of view is on those Nationals in Dublin, and we'll go to them in a second. But there was some serious competition in the States over yesterday and last night, of course. And one big story coming from there, from Boston University, was the performance of Oisin O'Gallon, a Finn Valley lad. He's assistant coach now at Wyoming University. Last night he broke a Donegal record over 5,000 metres indoor, and really, really, really strong. He went through 3K and about 8:04 or something like that, and a really tough race for him, but a really quality race. And this is where you get the opportunity to provide records, and he did that. So well done to him. A new Donegal record, new Finn Valley record, and the 16th fastest all time by an Irishman over 5,000 metres indoors. So he's the big story of the weekend, really. Also in the States, Carol Laverty runs for Providence, of course. She ran a 9:20 odd 3K. Good result for her, a second in a race out of New York, actually. And then Eimear McCarron, she was in Chicago, and she also ran a PB over 3,000 metres at 9:32. So all those strong results. And then today, this morning actually, in Valencia, Sam McCauley of Letterkenny, he ran a 2:15 marathon. That's a PB for him. That's a strong performance. But the world of marathon running has just gone absolutely bonkers in recent years. You know, 2:15 years and years ago, and it is, of course, I must state straight away, it is an absolutely brilliant performance from young McCauley. But now these guys, some of them are running 2:6, 2:7, 2:8, and it's just got so fast with the new shoes and with the improved approach and everything else. But 2:15 is a serious performance. So well done, Sam McCauley from Letterkenny, on that one. That is pretty much the American scene summed up from the weekend. Sophie Thompson, also, she was in action in Oregon, in Portland, in Oregon. She was running for Union Catholic. She's a member of Finn Valley. Her family background is Letterkenny, of course. And she was on that Union Catholic team to get national team. You know, it's like a secondary school cross country, high school cross country, sponsored by Nike in California. So they traveled from New Jersey across the states. They finished third team, the first time ever anybody from New Jersey, from that area, has ever done that. So that's a big, they're the best, pretty much the best team ever out of that area. And she was on the scoring team. So that was a big plus for her. She's coming back from injury. So all good news there. Now, this morning, National Sports Campus in Dublin, under-11 girls, Finn Valley banged out of the blocks. They won the team race. They're the National Under-11 Girls Champions. Their team was Cora Clark, Eimear Moy, Caitlin Gillespie, Annie O'Mahony and Erin Moy. And that was a big result, beating Sligo and to second, and strong performance. And then another good news story out of the same race, to the Rosses Athletic Club, where they finished third. So we had two Donegal teams in the top three. Finn Valley 1, Rosses 3, and that scoring team was Isla Bonner, cousins Anya and Molly McCready, and Kitty Sharkey, I think it was, the fourth scorer there. So well done to the Rosses, well done to Finn Valley. They got the day kicking off in a big way. Then we moved to the under-11 boys. Still, the good news was coming in, and Finn Valley again were in the medals. Second team on this one, led by Byron Boyle, and then we had Dahin Bonner, we had Owen Cunningham, Jude Martin, Blake Keenan, and Harry Houston. Harry Houston and Boyle had really led that team out strongly, and they finished second. So well done to them. On the 13 girls, well, I had expectations for Letterkenny to possibly challenge for medals, but it didn't happen. But they did have a good, strong enough performance. They finished fifth. Eva McGillowayne, who's not actually in that age group, she's younger, but she was their lead runner. But they'll be disappointed that they just didn't get that extra a response out of the team. But they finished fifth. And then on the under 13 boys, it was Finn Valley, led by Evan Patton and Shane McHugh. They finished seventh. So they didn't really kick in there. And then I'm turning my page here, so I was making notes. And then the under 17 girls, again, the good news kept coming for Valley. Tara Rose Smith led them into second. What had we there? Tullamore beat them. Tullamore were number one. Valley were two. That's Tara Rose Smith, Leah Kenny, Holly McNulty, Nia Byrne, and Abby McGeehan. So that's a big, big, big result for them. And, you know, another Valley squad on the 16 are the national champions. And interesting on this under 17 girls, just an interesting story on the depth of the Valley grouping in this area. Andrea Reid and indeed Amy McIlcar, who would be their better runners, the best runners. They were sick, so they did it without them. So that's a big plus. And then we moved to under 15s, which was on a wee bit earlier. Again, the medals kept coming. Valley were third here. Inverdee from Wicklow won it. Middleton were second, and Valley came up third. Sheerda Gilligan, Darcy Clark, Kiefer McNeil, Evian Green, and Darian Lafferty. So big, big, big result from them. And the other result just to report from, as it is now, the novice results I don't have. I don't think there'll be any great stir from the Donegal athletes in the novice, but if there is, I'll come back to you, Kieran. But the under 15 boys from Cranford finished 8th team. And I mentioned after the Ulsters that they have a really, really vibrant, good team here. So I hope they continue to build on this team. They have strong leaders in Evan Summers and indeed Oisin McBride. So they finished 8th. So that was the Donegal story. Now, the other interesting thing about it is, you know, when in 2024, Finn Valley were the top cross-country ranked grouping in the country. And it looks very much like they're going to be the top ranked in 2025. So they'll be coming back down the road very buoyant, pretty much delighted. And they'll be also disappointed because they had a medal possibility in under 19s. But sickness again, Banjak's the strength of the team. So it puts them in really strong light. And I'm delighted to say that not just Finn Valley today, that Rosters were on the podium led by Anya Doherty and Molly McCready and Ayl Boner. So well done to them. So a good day for Donegal, a positive day. That completes the cross-country story, let's say, at Christmas for them. Next weekend, the story comes from Portugal, where Amy Green of Finn Valley runs for Ireland number 23, and Keelan McFadden, he runs for Ireland in the junior race. So big day for them in Portugal next Sunday. And of course, we'll be on the case there and coming back to you then, Kieran. But a great day, a positive day, a good news story day from Dublin today and indeed from the States yesterday.
Patrick McGonigal, a proud Finn Valley man. Just before I let you go, Patrick, talk to me about St. Stephen's Day, a huge event at the Finn Valley Athletic Club.
Thanks for the opportunity, Kieran. Yes, at the 12 o'clock start, that's going for about 55, 56 years now. It's a big, big community event, walk, jog. Families just getting out on the road and they're getting out of the house really at Christmas and mixing with their neighbours and mixing in the community and dropping in for a cup of tea and then off to get a bite to eat afterwards. And it does attract hundreds and hundreds of people walking, jogging and pushing prams or whatever they want to do. And of course, in the past, we've had some world-class athletes but in the race, but Mo Farah, for example, and Chariot from Kenya. But really, this is about the ordinary person just getting on the roads. And you can go to the Finn Valley Facebook page and indeed enter online or indeed enter on the day. But looking forward to it. And it certainly wakens you up. It wakens you up on a St. Stephen's Day when you know you have this race on. Four women, more further good news came in. And it came in the form of Keenan McFadden and the under 19 boys. He is the champion, as you would anticipate. He won the title, Cranford Athletic Club, of course. And I was surprised actually that he did do that championship today, because he's going into a deeper game next weekend with the European Championships, and I thought maybe that he would have rested today, but he didn't, and he travelled and he won the national, and he is the national under 19 champion. And we'll have to wait out now to see how it all kind of takes out in the Europeans next weekend. But so well done, Keenan McFadden from Cranford Athletic Club, the under 19 national cross country champion in Dublin. And then, if only to make a liar out of me, because I was indicating earlier that maybe there'd be nothing coming back from the novice championships. Well, indeed, there was some good news in the novice championships as well. The women's novice championship, where the Donegal women finished third, led by Nuala Boss, the Finn Valley girl, who is making a bit of a comeback, and that comeback is indeed going very, very well for her. She ran the national senior cross country 2 weeks ago. She showed good grit and determination. She showed that, yes, she has a future and a strong future in athletics, and because she did dip out of the sport for a year or so there, but she's back in the business today. She led the Donegal team to the bronze team position. So medals for them. Who else is on that team? Well, there was Brannan Patton, there was Sally McMenamin, and there was Bruno O'Gara, who I must really compliment, because Bruno O'Gara has been helping this team out all year, Donegal, Ulster level, and you know, she was called in late in the season, and she's been scoring on each and every occasion, and really she's more attuned to mountain walking and mountain trails and all of that, but she put all that fitness to good effect in the last few months, and without her, that Donegal team would not be collecting medals today. So well done, Brona. Her daughter, of course, walks at Finn Valley as well, and she's an excellent competitor as well, gaining national championship medals. So Brona, Sally McMenamin, Blanet Patton, who's now based in Dublin, from Ballybuffet, of course, in Stranorder, and led by Nuala Boss, who I'm delighted to say is continuing to make an impact as she returns to the sport, and she did that indeed today. So well done, Gillian McFadden, national under 19 champion, and the Donegal ladies, third team in the county. So medals for those four girls.